Good evening, Rabosai. We are going to begin this evening a brief series on the Malach of Topher. The discussion that we're going to talk about tonight is primarily safety pins, and then we'll possibly get to zippers, Velcro, and other such things. We first want to give a little introduction for a few minutes, for the first, let's say, 4 minutes, about the Malach of Topher, where it is, Midoraisa, what is the definition of Topher, of sewing, S-E-W-I-N-J. And after we figure out what Topher is, we could figure out if using safety pins on Shabbos is going to be a violation of Topher or not. Safety pins come up quite often when the hem of your pants gets loosened and you want to re-hem with the safety pins. If you have a tear in your jacket, tear in your pants, even more certainly, you want to safety pin it. If you're not at home... What? Oh, of course, the Poskim, the Moshe Feinstein, is actually speaking about cloth diapers. That's where the tshuva was actually asked. That's obviously not so nogei halacha l'maisa as of a few years ago when we've switched over to Pampers. But cloth diapers, that's where Moshe's tshuva is. And the safety pins, Shaila comes up every few weeks. You know, it comes our way that people want to know what is the halacha about safety pins, pinning things on Shabbos. So, first of all, sheets are over there. So first of all, if you want to look at the first source, I just have the Mishnah that talks about the 39 malachas. I don't have the whole Mishnah here, but you'll see how I divide it up. I divide it up into two bullet points. The first 11 malachas that are listed in the Mishnah are called Sidura de Pas, the 11 malachas that are involved with preparing bread. And if you look at the second bullet point, that's what I need to focus on. Hagoziz es hatzemer, hamalabno, hamanaptso, hatzovo. These are all malachas, about 13 malachas, that relate to making fabric. In the Mishkan, of course, they had to make the parochases, the masachs, as well as the curtains, the urios. And in doing so, they had to get the wool and spin it and weave it. And in that context, that's why I have to bring it in. What? And the begadim also, thank you, the begadim as well. So look at the second bullet point, and we're going to list off 13 malachos that are all involved in the creation of fabric, basically, and the sewing of material, of clothing, of paruchases, curtains. Hagoz is a satsemer, hamalavino, bleaching it, manapso, spinning it. Oh, I didn't share the screen. I'm sorry. 1 second, please. I got everything ready. Now it'll be shared. Hold on. There you go. You're shared. Thank you for letting me know. So, the second bullet point, there you go, now you're shared it, now you'll all be able to see it. Hagoz is a tzatzemer, milabno, manapto, tzovo, right, dyeing, tova, spinning, mesech, all kinds of things with the loom, to make the loom that you could weave the threads, oreg, and look what I underlined. Hatofer shtei tfiros, if somebody sews 2 stitches, that's a malacha. If it's 1 stitch, that's not considered sewing at all. That's basically meaningless. 2 stitches, that's already meaningful. That's going to be a violation of an issa d'oraisa. V'hakorea amanas litpor shtei tefiros. And the sister, or the first cousin, or the flip side of the coin of sewing is korea. Whenever you have sewing, you have the possibility of korea. Whenever you have korea, you have the possibility of sewing. If there is a case that, for whatever instance, for whatever reason, is not going to be subject to tefira, to sewing, that won't be subject to korea. If something's not subject to korea, ripping it, it's not going to be subject to sewing. So, for example, you mentioned that mincha ma'ariv. If you have something hard, where are the boxes? Yeah. If you have something hard, we spoke about this. If you would rip this in half, if you have a hard plastic catering, you know, those things that they serve cookies in or box or cakes in or platter or takeout food in, so this is hard. If you rip this apart, is that called korea? Well, if it is, if you would somehow paste it together, that would be tofer. When they have the stickers that close, right, it opens and it closes with a sticker often. You buy a cake and it closes with a sticker over there. If you would reattach the sticker, you're attaching a sticker to a surface, maybe that's tofer. And when you disattach it, maybe that's korea.
Just the way it is with the little snap.
Right, the opening and closing and the snap, that's no different than opening and closing a door with a lock. That's totally fine. Open and close, even though it snaps tightly together, that's fine. The question would be attaching the stickers to it and disattaching the stickers from it. Those are all questions of tofer, to attach the sticker, korea, to disattach the sticker. Now, where do we find tofer in the Mishkan? Of course, Rashi says here, tofer v'korea b'yariosu. So Rashi, for some reason, specifies that the tofer that we're speaking of is not in the Bigdei Kohuna. Even if you assume the weaving was in the Bigdei Kohuna, I guess they weren't as worried that it would get ripped and sewn. But I guess they were more worried that the curtains would get ripped and sewn than the begadim. Don't know why. Okay, let's jump down. We're going to skip the first part, just the introduction. We don't have to, you know, the general place where we see tofer and korea in the Torah, that's less important. I want to jump straight into the sugya of tofer. The Rambam paskens towards the bottom of page 1. And this is a very, very, very important Rambam that has a lot of applications that appears in anyone who's going to discuss the topic of tofer. And that is, what happens, is tofer only sewing? I understand you can't take a needle and sew something together that ripped, or sew a fabric together, I understand. No one's going to ask any questions, but look at how the Rambam extends and expands the malacha of tofer. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, Hamidabek niyaros, somebody who glues paper, or oros, or leathers, the kolon shel svarin with a sofer glue that the sofrim use, v'chayotze bo, and anything like this, hareza toldas tofer v'chayav, that's a tolda of tofer, even though you're not sewing with a needle and thread, you're attaching papers together, so there are two differences. First of all, it's not fabric, it's paper. Second of all, it's not the act of sewing with the in and out of a needle and thread. It's, you're not inserting a thread into something, you're just putting an adhesive on two papers. That already is an iser d'oraisa of tofer. And now look at the inverse. V'chein ha-mefarek niyaros tvukin. If you tear apart pages that were stuck together. So if you have two pages that are stuck together, that are, for example, maybe even stapled together. We have our Bar Mikomos, those who are here, that are stapled. If you rip apart the staple, if you rip these two pages apart, maybe that is korea. If you take certainly pages that are glued together and you would rip them off, what's the easiest example? If you have a sticker on a page, Post-its, we'll have to see, because they're made to be taken off and put on and taken off and put on, so they're very temporary. So post-its might be a little bit more kal. But if you look at it just the way the Rambam says it, you're right. Post-its might be exactly this. There are papers that are glued together, and post-its might very well be a problem.
So that would encompass, for example, boxes of matzahs or orange Tropicana oranges with the paper.
Yes, so in terms of accessing food inside of containers, that's not going to be this year. But you're right, every container that you open up, the container, are often glued together, especially Wise potato chips, potato chip bags. The top is glued together. When you open it, you're opening up the glue. So that's going to be mutter, because that's ripping to access that which is inside. So it's a different sugya. Here we're just talking about separating two things that are no longer, you know, ripping papers apart, or taking a sticker off a page that it was stuck on. And so we have tofer is to put a sticker on something, to glue pages together, and mefara, and separating will be the opposite of tofer, which is korea, ripping apart, and v'chein ha-mefarek niyaros tvukos, opening an envelope, yes, opening an envelope where it was, pulling off the glue from where it was stuck together, that would be, again, to get that which is inside might be a little different, because like opening a package for food, so I don't want to go into that. That's for another shiur. But either way, this opening glue would be korea. Gluing papers together would be tofer. Well, what is the definition of the word tofer? I translated it into English as sewing. What I just described is clearly not sewing. So the Be'er Halacha, in the next source towards the bottom of page 1, second to last source on page 1, says the following. You know what tofer is? He gives us a very good working definition, a four-word working definition. Tofer, in yono, you take two items and you join them together with some joining thing. That thing could be thread, that thing could be glue. Look at what the Be'er Halacha says, second to last line. Tofer In Yanahu Dulokech Shnei Dvarim Achadim, two things that are distinct, that are separate. Umechabro Sam Le'echad, and you unify them.
Le'echad,
to become one thing.
V'chein
ha'yadei dibuk, so too if you stick them together. So you're going to take two things and make them one thing. That's the definition of tofer. They don't progress. If you screw on a bottle cap, they don't become one thing. So that's not called tofer. Correct. It has to be that you're making two things become one thing. Excellent. So now, with that background as to the definition of tofer, we're going to talk about safety pins. So when it comes to safety pins, and believe it or not, the majority of this year will actually be on safety pins. There's a lot of lumdus in safety pins, as innocuous as they seem. So a number of issues that make safety pins maybe different than classical, you know, tofer in the classical sense is you're sewing. Sewing is pretty permanent. A safety pin is definitely not permanent. Definitely not. It's made to turn to be on and off, on and off. That's how it's made. It's not a one-way street. Oh yeah, shikach, you have a safety pin available. Great. So I could open it and close it whenever I want, and it's made to open and close easily without hurting myself. Thank you. I'll keep this available for myself. But the very fact that it's temporary and made to be opened and closed and on and off, maybe that makes it different than tofer. Maybe the fact that it's not kayama. Where do we find the concept of kayama? Kayama is daraisa. If it's not kayama, it's not daraisa.
No, kesher.
By kosher, correct. When it comes to kosher, kesher shel kayama is also daraisa. When you make a tie like a bow on your tie, a bow on your shoes, that's anishel kayama. Not only is it not also daraisa, but it's even mutal chatchila. So maybe it should be mutal chatchila to use a safety pin on Shabbos. So that's what we're going to have to see. The first point that we're going to focus on is a one-line Gemara. There's very little in Shas about tofer. It might be just like one line. There's a Mishnah that we learned. The Mishnah said you can't be tofer on Shabbos, two stitches. And here's a one line, which is pretty much not much. There's not much other than this in Shas about tofer. Look at the bottom line of page one. Hatofer shtei tefiros. You tie two stitches. And the Gemara is going to focus on what? Just two stitches? That's already going to make you get skila? V'halo kaima. What do you mean? But if you only have two stitches, that's not going to stay. Anything that you tie with two stitches is not going to be able to be kept intact. Amar Rav Yochanan v'husha kashran. We're talking about that you tied two stitches, and after you tied them, you tied it into place. That's the Isser of Tofer. Now all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? If you only way you could violate tofer is if you at the end tie it into a knot and do a kshira, so that's kosher. We're trying to learn what's tofer. They give answers, it's not important for us. What you see from this Gemara is that the Gemara asks a question. How could it be tofer d'oraisa? After all, it's not permanent. What do you see? Stop, time out. What do you see? You see that the Gemara is assuming that in order for it to be tofer d'oraisa, it's going to have to be permanent. And the Gemara gives you a way that no, it could be permanent because it was tied at the end. After you went in and in a second stitch, then you tied it and kept it in place. So the tying keeps it permanent. So you see that there has to be permanence. Well, in a safety pin, there's no permanence, right? So if we stopped here, it definitely wouldn't be chayav daraisa.
There's a difference if stitching has to be stitching. And not knotting is knotting. But only two, I think the Gemara means that's not even stitching.
Two is not strong enough to be permanent and therefore can't be tofer.
It's not stitching. No,
but the Gemara doesn't say it's not tofer. You say it comes out right away. I hear. Okay, so Mr. Platt is saying, it's not just saying, like we say by all other malachas, oh, it's not a permanent way of doing something. If you put two stitches into something, it's going to come out so quickly. It's going to sort of, it's not being held together properly. That's not even called tofer in the first place. Not that it's tofer that's a temporary, it's not a temporary tofer. You're saying it's not even called tofer because it doesn't do anything. I hear. That's a good point. That's a good point. You could be right. Look at Rashi. See, does Rashi say what you're saying on the top of page 2? Rashi explains the Gemara's question. V'halo kaima hachi. V'kema delo kaima. Since it's not permanent, lav malachahi. It's hard to tell what he means. It's hard to tell if he means like you're saying or like I said. You could be right. Okay. So you see at least a kula in Hilchas Tofer that if it's not a permanent type of Tofer, it's not going to be Daraisa. That doesn't mean it's mutter, but I think we at least accomplished saying that a safety pin shouldn't be also daraisa. Even if you would go in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, but it's still temporary, I assume. Unless you'll say that the fact that it's closed make it right now permanent. Two stitches are temporary because they'll come out. They'll rip out. But if you have a safety pin that's strong, it could last. Even if you pull on it, it will still last. You pull out something that has two stitches, it'll give way right away.
Yeah, but people don't do permanency with safety pins.
Right, but the way it is now, it will stay like that. You're right. The only reason why you use a safety pin, you didn't bring it to the tailor because you didn't.
Right.
You don't have the way. You don't have a tailor right now. You can't bring it to a tailor right now. So we'll have to see as we unravel this discussion. So there's one of the main sources in this sugya is a korban asana, a very important korban asana. Believe it or not, this korban asana, which is a page on the Rosh, is going to be paskin by the Mishnah Berurah. A little bit of historical background on the korban asana. He was an assistant rabbi, yeah? In Prague, in the 1700s, they have assistant rabbis. You thought it was a modern thing in Lawrence in the 2000s? You know, all the modern Lawrence schools have assistant rabbis? No. In Prague, there's an assistant rabbi. And he was there until the wonderful lady, Maria Theresa of Austria. She was like the emperor's wife. Her husband was the Holy Roman Emperor, and she took over, or she arshined that she controlled Austria and the Roman Empire. And she was a great empress, if that's the right word, except for the fact that she hated Jews. It's in Wikipedia, when you research her a little bit, it points out how much she hated Jews. She hated Protestants and Jews, I think. I think it was Protestants and Jews. But I don't know if she sent the Protestants into Galus, but she sent all the Jews out, and she did an expulsion of all the Jews in 1744. So in 1744, Prague, believe it or not, there was Gerush Prague in 1744. And he had to move, and the Korban Asana, or Nisanel Vile, had to leave Prague because of this expulsion, and he became a Rav in Germany. And he wrote a very important page on the Rosh. And look at what he says. He quotes the Gemara that we just mentioned, that Topher is only if it's permanent, and therefore if it's two stitches, the Gemara says, oh, well, how is that permanent? What do you mean? What do you see? Says the Korban Asanal, he quotes Rash that we just learned, that if it's not permanent, it's not a malacha. Mashma, the Gemara's question was that it can't be a malacha because it's not permanent. It doesn't mean that if it's impermanent, that if it's temporary, it's mutter. It just means it's not a malacha daraisa, but it could still be, even if it's temporary, it could still be asa d'rabbanan. Aval pater, aval asrhu. It should still be asa d'rabbanan, even if you make this point that it's not permanent, it should still be asa d'rabbanan. And therefore, look at his question. We're going to test you on your Yiddish or your German in a moment. V'lachein, tamani, asks the Korban Asanal. How could the world have the, how could the olam be noheg? May I and nohag in ha'olam, shetokhman im machat, what do we call a machat, a pin? Shteknodl. Shteknodl. Oma. Oma, you were born in Germany, is that correct? Yes, Stecknadel. What does Stecknadel mean? Could you unmute yourself? Do you know how to unmute yourself? Press the, on the bottom left, there's a picture, a red thing. Could you press that? If you know how to press that? Ah, yeah. Do you know what a Stecknadel is?
Come again?
Stecknadel.
The town?
No, it's not a town. It's a kind of needle. A stecknadel.
And a stecknadel is one that has a little head on it. I don't know. Can you see me? I don't know.
I see.
It's a stecknadel. Oh,
you're
showing.
Oh, put it in front of the camera.
Head on it.
Okay, it's a needle that has an eye or that has a head. Okay.
A little head.
Not a safety pin. Thank you. Okay, very good.
No, not a safety pin.
Okay, that's the real German. We have somebody who was born in Germany who's telling us what it means in the German. Thank you. A needle with a head. Thank you. We appreciate that, Oma. Thank you. I'm glad you were here.
A straight pin.
Great. A stecknadel. And now we have one more word. Okay. So if you take the stecknadel and they would put it into the kreis, what's a kreis?
You just put it, you just can pin it so it doesn't slip through all the way.
And what does the word kreis mean? Kreis?
Kreis?
Kreis. Kuf, resh, yud, yud, zayin. Kreis. Is it
kreis to cry?
No, in German, is it a type of clothing?
I don't know what, I don't quite understand.
I think it's the crease. You use it to like make a hem.
Oh, that could be. To put in the crease.
Like when you, if you want to sew something, and instead of sewing it, you can pin it with a stecknadel and then sew it later.
Okay, fine. So,
that's it.
Okay. Fine, so a push needle, not a safety pin, but a push needle. So
no,
therefore...
No, it doesn't go through. It has a head on it, so it doesn't slip through.
Okay. Okay, thank
the
you.
The head is on it. I don't know if you can see it. It's a white head. The head is on it, so it doesn't slip through.
It doesn't go all the way through. Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you, Omar.
And this is a safety pin.
Right, not a safety pin. Okay, thank
not,
you, Omar. Okay. So now let's see what his question is. Ask the Karban Esanel, who came from somewhere where near where you come from, Lachin Tom Ani, may I know Hagin Ha'olam, how could the world have the minute? Shetokhvin im machat is a shtekna, the straight needle, ha'kreis im ha'malbush, ha'hevish de tchifos. There are two insertions. It's the same as two tfiros, two stitches would be the same thing if you take a needle, again, not a safety pin, but you take a needle, and you go in one side and out the other, and presumably, is that already two? Or do you have to go in one side out, and then another time inside and out? I'm not sure how many times you go out, but ask the Kohen Sanel, when you use a needle, how could everyone use needles on Shabbos to pin clothing, and to pin hems, and to pin creases? After all, it's like two tefiros. V'chein, furthermore, hanoshim b'prag.
It's close.
V'chein hanoshim b'prag. The women in Prague, remember, where was he from before he was exiled by Maria Theresa? He was the Rav in Prague. And he's asking a shayla, the Rav, the assistant rabbi of Prague, is asking a shayla on the women of Prague, shemechabrin hashlayer, I don't know what clothing the shlayer was, they would attach the shlayer with these machatim halala, with these pins. What do you mean? But there are two, maybe there were like pins on their shirt, on their jackets, on their blouses. I'm not sure what a schleier is.
Schleier is either a veil or a headpiece.
A headpiece.
My mother always uses term.
Okay, a schleier, your mother. Oh, also German, yes, you're from, yes, we have two German, different people.
Yeah,
we have a few German, people of German descent. Your mother speaks German also. So,
saying in German, selber Jente, anders geschleiert, the same. Same person, only appearing different. Not just a different veil, different.
Okay. Tell your mother, she should be well and healthy, that you quoted her in Shir tonight. She'll be very proud of you.
She'll be happy. Her father's yard sale was today.
Okay, wow. Okay, so the Karban Esanel has two questions. The minute he's quoting, note what he's saying. He's saying everybody does it. He says the whole Olam puts the needles in with a crease in their clothing, and the women all do it with their veil or their headpiece. So... A crease, maybe it's a crease. Yeah, it could be a crease.
If
yeah.
You take two things together, if you put a
needle, it will keep a crease. It will keep a crease, yeah. So how is he allowed to do it? What do you see from the Karban Esanel? The Karban Esanel is saying, from his questions you see, I understand that it's not osu d'oraisa because it's temporary. It's only a needle, and it's temporary. But still asks the Karban Esanel, temporary or not temporary, it should at least be osu mide rabbanon. How do people do it? And this Karban Esanel is actually quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Look at what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about our discussion about sewing on Shabbos. And he says, you have to have two stitches and it has to be permanent. I'm sorry, it has to be permanent. Look at the Mishnah Berurah towards the top of page 2, 30% down page 2. Kol zilin yuchiyuva, that which has to be permanent, that's in terms of getting a chiyuv, a skila, you know, chiyuv d'oraisa. But for it to be asr, d'rabbanan yesh omrim d'asr, afil lo asa kesher klal, even if you didn't make anything to hold it in place, even if it's temporary, val kein, and therefore, look who he's quoting now. Osan ha'anash, those people, shetokhvin ha'krais, they stick in the... they stick in the crease. They stick in the needle to hold the crease or to hold the hem. It's not proper. Who is he quoting? The Karban Asanel. Rabosai, we just found a big chumra. We started off with a kula saying, oh, it's temporary, it's fine. Then we see the Karban Asanel quoted by the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even if it's temporary, it should be problematic, at least midrabanan, because it's like two stitches. The two times you're going through the needles, going through the fabric, that should be asur drabanan. Hold that point for a minute. We're going to go on to talk about some other aspects of a safety pin. According to the Karban Asanel and the Mishnah Berurah, safety pins are asur drabanan. All right, let's continue. Comes the Shari Tshuva. One second. And quotes the Sefer Ginas Vradim. I am Beginas Vradim. I wrote it in English, Ginas Vradim. And he talks about, I'm not sure if he's talking about holding a crease on a garment, or that when they would put clothing away and they would want to keep it well folded, they'd fold it and pin it in the folded position. Where have you seen that before? Whenever you buy a new shirt. Right? Whenever you buy a new shirt, there are the pins in it, the pins that keep them in place, because they folded it and they wanted to stay exactly the way it was folded, and they put pins in it. Right? So that's what he might be talking about. What? Those are stuck nodles. They're pins that have a head on top so they don't go through. Yes, straight pins, 100%. Mashama kamtin beged, that which we fold clothing, I date tfiras machat with a stitch. One long stitch, okay? And you put it in a few times to keep it in with a needle. You keep one needle in it. So he says, if you're going to leave it like that for a while, then it's definitely also to do on Shabbos. Then he adds, what happens when you're going, let's say you're walking on the beach and you're not wearing your shorts, you're wearing your pants. So what do? You roll up your pants. But what happens when you roll up your pants? They fall back down. What's the solution? Put a pin in. So that's exactly what he's talking about. I feel litchom shulei habegadim, the hems of the begadim lamala, b'shash osik b'avodaso, b'shash hiluch hayedei, or b'shash hiluch, you want to keep your pants legs higher up while you're walking or something, hayedei tchivas machat, by sticking in a pin. Even though afal pishacharka chozeres v'shemetas hamachat, even though the pin will fall out by itself, ain lahatir, you shouldn't be matir. It's usr. That's like the Karban Asanel. Zulasi, except he continues, the das harav Reb Yoel. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yoel. Who's Rabbeinu Yoel? I don't know who Rabbeinu Yoel is. De matir b'tfira she'en el eskayim, that if it's a tfira that is not permanent, it is mutter entirely. Like a kesher she'eno shel kayama. Not that it's not going to be asur d'rabbanan. The Karban Asanel says asur d'rabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Karban Asanel that it's asur d'rabbanan. Here he quotes this Rabbeinu Yoel, not sure who Rabbeinu Yoel is, who says that if it's not permanent, it is mutter l'chatchila. So we are getting a little bit complicated. The Mishnah Berurah said it, from the Gemara it was mutter. It's not. It's only temporary. Comes the Karban Asanel and says, but it should still be asur d'rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way, so it should be asur d'rabbanan. And the Ginas Rav says, yes, it should be asur d'rabbanan, except the Rabbeinu Yoel says that if it's temporary, it becomes mutter. Now, I want to bring us to another point regarding using pins, safety pins specifically, and that's already going to start questioning the Mishnah Berurah. Typically, we like to say that we're Mishnah Berurah Jews, right? We wouldn't argue the Mishnah Berurah. Well, now we're going to start the next part of the shir, where we're going to see if we could start chipping away and questioning the Halakha Chafetz Chaim, questioning the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah paskin like the Karban Asanel, that sticking a needle is going to be also at least Rabbanan. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer and says, this Karban Asanel, who says that it's also Rabbanan, to stick a needle in on Shabbos, because even though it's temporary, it should still be asur d'rabbanan. Says it's Tzitz Eliezer. Look at the bottom part of page 2. B'divrei HaKarban Asanel l'svaraso, kvar nasu v'nasu kama migdoli ha'achronim. Many of the achronim already dealt with this. And they didn't like this tzitzit. They didn't like the Korban Nisan al Svara so much. Two bullet points. Number one, ma milvad mashe zelo shel kayama. Besides the fact that it's not permanent, there's another issue when you use a pin. That differentiates a pin from stitches. What is that? Second bullet point. Ha ein ze gam derech tfira klal. This has nothing to do with the way you stitch something. The way you sew is you have a string, and the string is drawn through to attach two things.
Same effect.
What?
It's the same effect.
It's the same effect, but it's a different derech.
Same derech, just not.
Okay, and therefore he says these achronim discard and don't agree with the chumrah of the Korban Nisan who says you can't use needles on Shabbos. V'lachein miyashvim shapya min ha'olam. Do you remember what the Korban Nisan said? He didn't say something's awesome. He said, I don't understand why the minhag of all the men is to use pins and all the women is to use pins. What is he effectively saying? What was the minhag in Prague in 1744? The minhag in Prague was that they did use pins. He just didn't understand why that was the minhag. But that was the minhag. Right? Prague was a firm place, I think, in the early 1700s. Not only that, but do you remember that the Mishnah Berurah was machmir like this Korban Nisan and says it's asur d'rabbanan? Well, it says it's Tzitz Eliezer. I found a different Mishnah Berurah. Whoa, look at this. He says, the Mishnah Berurah who quoted this Korban Nisan quoted as a yesh omer. There are those who say this Korban Nisan says that you should be machmir not to use pins on Shabbos. But let me show you another Mishnah Berurah, fourth to last line on this page. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case in Hilchos Muktzah about taking a pin, a shtok nadel, a straight pin, and using it to take out a thorn. Take out a thorn that's a splinter. Thank you. And because of that, it's not going to be Muktzah because you could move it to take out the splinter. And you know what the Mishnah Berurah writes over there? When the Shulchan Aruch says that about using a big needle to take out a splinter, you know what the Mishnah Berurah writes over there? In Hilchos Muktzah, look at the third to last line on the page. And the Mishnah Berurah there writes, the Kosei Balash, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hu Hadin so too, Shemutu Litchov Ba, what else could you do with a pin besides take out needles? I'm sorry, what else could you do with a needle besides take out thorns? Shemutu Litchov Ba Es HaMalbushim Bish Es HaTchak. When you're stuck, and the crotch of your pants has a split, or your hem is falling down, and you look like a Raggedy Ann, it's a Shas HaTchak, you could stick the pin into your clothing, says the Mishnah Berurah. So you see, even the Mishnah Berurah, who is machmir by us in Hilchos Tofer, and said, quoted the Korban Nisan as Yesh Omrim not to do this, in Hilchos Muktzi, he says, if you need to, you definitely can. So first of all, the Tzitz Eliezer says, I don't like this whole chumrah of the Korban Nisan. And second of all, even the Mishnah Berurah, who's machmir, even he, I think, would be mekel b'shas hadchak to allow you to stick pins in for clothing.
In general, we allow multiple things for Kavod HaBrios type
items. So I'm not going into the realm of Kavod HaBrios. This is before, less than Kavod HaBrios. Even less than Kavod HaBrios. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, so I gave you I dramatized it a little bit by saying that your pants split. So it's not a full, you know, you could just, walk carefully and no one will notice. But here you see it says Eliezer would be mad. Nera Bosai, I want to draw your eyes to a Chazanish. Let's turn to the top of page 3. And the Chazanish goes to town. He goes to town on this Korban Nisan al Chumrah. Again, the Korban Nisan says that you're not allowed to use the needle because it will, it's also drabbanan at least, it's just like tofa, it's just like sewing, because it's going in and out, in and out. So look what I highlighted. He quotes the Divrei Korban Nisan al, and he says, Tumum, top line of the Chazon Ish. This is the Chazon Ish in Siman Shin Mem, which is the Siman in the Shulchan Aruch that talks about the Malach of Tofer. He says, I don't understand. This is not Tofer. Look at what I highlighted in could you see the highlighting in my on my page? It's yellow, you don't have the yellow. When you use a pin to attach something temporarily, that's just like using a hook. Did anyone ever say that hooking two things together is a problem? Your belt buckle, Rabosai, is a hook. How is a belt buckle different than a pin? What?
It's only going one way. It's one stitch, it's not two stitches.
Okay, if you have a double, I don't know, if you have a double, okay, you're saying there's a difference between one and two? Okay, hold on. Fine. So says the Chazon Ish, conceptually, the idea of a needle holding fabric together is no different than a hook. It's not. It's a different animal. It's even more than what you were saying. You were saying that it's not going to stay, and therefore, if it doesn't stay, it's not tofer. He says that the idea of using a pin is not similar to what sewing is. It's more similar to hooking. You hook two things together. Furthermore, look, jump down to the next highlighted point in the Chazon Ish. And he says beautiful words. The Chazon Ish, I don't have right after the highlighted second highlighted line. In the time of the Korban Esanel, there were great tzaddikim. When did the Nodeb Yehuda live in Prague?
16.
He was shortly before the Korban Esanel. He was a powerful figure. He wasn't a wimpy rabbi. He was a powerful figure. Owned him in Paris, and everybody was Yerechid. The neighborhood in Prague was a frum neighborhood. And even the Korban Esanel, when he said it should be asur, he didn't say it should be asur. He just says, I don't understand why the minhag is that it's mutter. How could the minhag be mutter in the time of the great poskim of Prague, who didn't raise questions, and it was a frum neighborhood?
1713, 1793,
same time. Okay, yeah, the Yehuda was there. The Korban Esanel says, I don't understand why it's mutter, but apparently it was mutter. And look at the next highlighted line. These two points, that it's not permanent, it's temporary, and it's not even the way of tefira is conceptually different, it's not going to be a problem. And even when we talk about permanent or temporary, the only time we could talk about permanent or temporary, even if it's temporary, it's asur, that's only if there is a stitch with thread. If you use a thread, and it's the same type of malacha, that just you did it in a temporary way, you took a needle and thread, and you stitched. If you did it in a temporary way, then it's asur d'rabbanan. You did it in a permanent way, it's asur d'oraisa. But that's with a needle and thread, when you did an act of tofer. Here, where you're putting in a pin, that's just connecting things. No one would assume, and look at the last five words, ve'ein lahachmir klal uklal. Right? The Chazon Ish is known always to be machmir. If he says there's nothing to be machmir for, I think you could take it to the bank. Who is he arguing on, Rabbi Osai? The Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah at least says in one place there's some who say you should be machmir, the Korban Esanel. The Chazon Ish says you should not be machmir for this Korban Esanel. So Rabbi Osai, when you learn Tofer and you see the Mishnah Berurah, you come out thinking that it's also to put in a pin. Now that we're getting into it a little deeper, you realize that Tzitz Eliezer has told us, but there's another Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in Hilchos Muktzah that says you're allowed to, at least B'Shas HaTrak. And here we see the Chazon Ish says this whole Korban Esanel that the Mishnah Berurah quoted is shouldn't be relied on. You should not be machmir for it. Rabosai, let's head towards the finish line on the bottom of page 3 with the Igros Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein. And he indeed was asked this question regarding diaper pins, cloth diapers. So anybody my age and younger has no idea about this. Shaila, I'm sure some of you remember, right? You remember with very fond memories, Mr. Plout, the cloth diapers? Very fond memories? Okay. Okay. So says Ramosh. So Ramosh was asked, look how he says on the bottom of page 3. In the italics, I have the question in italics. B'davar shemechabrim ha-diapers. Shemalapfin, that you wrap the babies with ayadei pin. And similarly, that which the women put a brooch, right, or something, they pinned, a diamond or some kind of fancy stone to their clothing with a pin. Is that a problem of tofer on Shabbos? Look at the bottom paragraph. It seems to be totally fine. Kamosha Nogan, that's what everyone does. You use the baby diapers on Shabbos, Mr. Plow? Yes, you did. That's the minhag. And again, the minhag was going back to Prague in the 1740s. That was the minhag. Why? V'atam yishum she'ein ze inyan tefira. This is not sewing. Rak inyan prifa. I don't know what the word prifa is. I looked it up on Google, and the word prifa means a safety pin. So it means it's not, there's a difference between pinning something and sewing something. It's just two different animals. It's true. In both cases, you connect two things. I agree. But this is mutter. It's no different than krasim, hooks. That's the same argument as the Chazon Ish. The Igros Moshe and the Chazon Ish are both saying that using a pin is conceptually different than sewing. Or v'kaftorim hanekrim buttons. Shagamkin. No one's going to say that a button is not a good attachment. It's not.
I hear.
But he's saying conceptually, you could have something that is held firmly. Your shirt buttons rarely come out. Rarely come out. You button your shirt in the morning, unless you unbutton it, they don't come out. Your pants buttons, unless you ate too much and the button pops off, usually your buttons stay buttoned. So you see, they're very well, they're tight. No one says that it's usser. So what do you see? Let me ask you a different question. If you tie a knot, two strings, you take two strings and you tie them together, right? That's called what? Why don't you call it tofer? You're taking two things and attaching them. The very fact that there's a malacha called kosher that's not tofer tells me that attaching two things together doesn't always mean it's tofer. Beautiful svara. Look on the top of page 4. What I underline. Hare chazinan. De lo kol achiburim him shayachalim lechaz tefila. Don't say that anything that's, you know, attaching. You remember the bear halacha that we started with earlier in the evening? What is the definition? It was an easy definition. What's the definition of tofer? The bear halacha, the Mishnah Berurah said, whenever you take two things that are separate and you attach them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Ramosha. No. Buttons are a strong attachment. Tying is a strong attachment, but that's not called tofer. What is tofer? Now he's going to give us a much more nuanced definition. Ella, the second underlined line on top of page 4. Ella chibur kehadet tfira, uniting something, joining something together in a tofer, in the way of tfira, is what? Dimashve, I bolded it. Dimashve shnei chelke beged, kebeged echad mamish. Kemosha hoya ne'arag. When you sew something together, you take two parts of a garment and you turn them into? One garment the way it was originally woven. That's a totally different definition than what the Mishnah Berurah told us. The Mishnah Berurah says, taking two things and attaching them. He says, no. Buttons do that. Buttons are mutter. Tying does that. Tying is not tofer, is not sewing. Snaps or hooks do that. That's not tofer. Tofer is when you take two parts of a garment and unite them so that they become one garment in the same way that it was originally woven.
Then what happens with the gluing?
It wouldn't make a difference if you're taking...
One second, doctor.
You're taking glue, but you're taking two parts of the baguette and now making them into one.
Yeah, the Rambam is extending it, first of all. Yeah, he's saying it's a toldah. The Rambam is saying that if you take paper, you're making it into one paper. If you take a sticker, you're unifying it, and now it becomes one paper. It's not like a button. A button you could take on, put off. It's not unified into one thing. A sticker you can't take on and put off again. I mean, some stickers you can. But, okay.
There may be an issue with a button is because a button needs to be tiffered onto the clothes beforehand.
I don't want to say that because that's introducing a different point. We're talking about the concept of buttoning. The fact that it had to be tied on beforehand or not, that's not our issue. Our issue is the act of buttoning right now. There's a button. Could I button my shirt on Shabbos? Everyone agrees yes. You see, it's not tofer. All the Ramosha Feinstein is trying to prove from that is even though it's a solid connection, that's not called tofer. So don't tell me that any solid connection is a violation of tofer. He actually talks right now in the next bullet point about the Rambam that talks about gluing papers together, and he says that you when you glue papers together you make them into one, you're making them into one shtick. Fine.
Today they glue clothing also.
Okay. And if we jump down to the bottom line of the Rav Moshe Feinstein, he addresses the Chumrah of the Korban Esanel, The Korban HaSanel says even if it's temporary, it still should be Aser. And comes the Rav Moshe in the last line and says, V'arotza l'hachmir, you want to be machmir, right? The Chazanish says, don't be machmir. Chazanish says, don't be machmir. The Korban HaSanel is totally wrong. Rav Moshe says, you want to be machmir? You should be machmir only in a way that it's somewhat permanent. Yachmir rach b'chia gav neshu efshel hiskayim. If you're going to hem your pants in a way that you're going to just leave it like that, that's maybe where you should be machmir. V'lo b'ha diapers. Because even the Korban HaSanel, who is machmir to do pins on Shabbos, even if temporarily, he says it should be at least Asad Rabbanon, even he would be makel if it's not that you're going to plan on opening up and closing. Diapers, no one plans to leave cloth diapers on a baby for a number of days. If you do, I'm gonna call child services on you. What? An ace bandage, right. So if you want to be machmir and you had a pin to hold an ace bandage on your ankle for a few days, or your wrists for a few days, you have a sprained wrist, you're putting an ace bandage on, you're gonna put in a safety pin. You wanna be machmir like the covenant, that's the only place the covenant son would be machmir. But something that you take on and off, like diapers, that should be mutter. And anyway, I don't hold like the Korban HaSanel. So Rabosai, when you open up a Mishnah Berurah, you think it's Aser? We just found another Mishnah Berurah who said that it's mutter. We found the Chazanish said there's no reason to be even machmir for it. And Moshe Feinstein argues on the Korban HaSanel. So, as funny as it sounds, we're dealing with an Isser Midah Rabbanon. Midah Rabbanon at best. That the Korban HaSanel acknowledges the minhag was to be mutter. And the Chazanish says there's not even a sad to be machmir. Ramosha says, I really hold it's mutter. If you want to be machmir, you can be machmir, but only something that's going to stay. And even the Mishnah Berurah who's machmir says, b'shas hadchak, you can be mekel. Rabosai, I think we have every right to be mekel. So halacha l'maisa, I think if you like my Rebbe once told me, Rav Ulig just told me, if the Chazanish gives you a kula, you could take it and run. Right? The Chazanish gives you a kula, you could take it and run with it. Certainly here where Rav Moshe says it, and the Mishnah Berurah himself is Mekel. So even though the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tofer is Machmir, I think we have the right to be Mekel and to, yes, use safety pins, shtuck noddles, and safety pins on Shabbos. And I'm just going to, so we'll stop here. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Be'ezus Hashem, next week I hope to talk about other aspects of Tofer, which will probably be Band-Aids and Velcro. That will be a chunk of next week, and we'll see what other halachas we deal with next week.